Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're happy to have you listening with us. Today's topic is laziness. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Don't lose out on life to laziness. Written by Aaron D'Anthony Brown. Read by Leah Arthur. Idle hands make one poor, but diligent hands bring riches. Proverbs 10:4. The haze of laziness. There have been many days when I took one gander at the clock and wondered, where has my day gone? Naturally, some days are more productive than others. But there have been a few instances when calling me lazy would have been an understatement. Thankfully, those days are rare. Nonetheless, I realize that what we do with our hands, our minds, and our time has serious implications for our future, near and distant. I've burned hours upon hours wasted on pointless activities that could have been put towards something productive. Writing, crafting dance choreography, and spending time with God. Anything. Sadly, I know so many kids and adults who have struggled like me, but also those who make laziness their norm. If idle hands keep us poor, then what great things could we achieve if we were consistently diligent? The Bible has plenty to say about laziness, and none of it is good. There's no doubt that all of us struggle with this sin in one form or another, whether putting off an assignment, applying for a job, or letting those clothes sit in the hamper instead of putting them away. Yet, we lose out on life when we make decisions based on our laziness. If God has called you to Christ, you would be wise to heed the calling. Don't lose out on life. Redeem the time you've been given. Figure out how to say no to this sin. Intersecting faith and life. Like any sin, multiple steps are often required to root out the problem and bring about change. Here are a few steps you can take today to start decreasing your laziness and finding more ways to be productive. Admit the issue. Do people often ask you why you take so long to do certain things? What's your usual response? I'll get to it. I haven't forgotten. The more you lie to yourself, the more you will lie to others. And the more you lie, the more the issue becomes ingrained. Perhaps you don't realize, but laziness keeps you from reaching your potential. That's why the first step to beating laziness is admitting that you are lazy. That starts with admitting to yourself, then to others. That way, you can eventually find accountability and, in the meantime, can make steps towards doing something different. Reflect on the issue. After admitting the problem, the next step is to identify where the problem manifests. Chances are there is a narrative that you tell yourself and, as a result, tell other people, too. You make excuses not to do things in the moment, but why? What makes certain chores or tough conversations difficult? By becoming more self-aware, you can catch yourself when those sinful tendencies crop up. Maybe the issue is depression and you need to see a therapist. Maybe you're lonely and need to get out more. Or maybe your health needs to be checked and it's time to make that doctor's appointment. Make a plan. Start thinking about what you want to do with your life. Jesus said that life is but a vapor. Romans 4:14. Part of the reason we should overcome laziness is because we want to take charge of our lives. Yes, God is the one with ultimate control, but He gave us free will. Don't waste that freedom on doing nothing. Moreover, by overcoming laziness, we find more ways to fulfill the law of Christ by serving and bearing the burdens of others. Galatians 6:2. Laziness only provides losses, but becoming active provides wins for everyone. Get active. Laziness is marked by a state of stillness, doing nothing, often thinking very little, and having no goals. The solution then to doing nothing is to do something, even a little. Maybe you set a goal of 100 push-ups, but doing one is a challenge. That's okay. Start with one. When you're just living day to day, limit the time you once spent gaming, on social media, or lying in bed. Give yourself at least 3 things to achieve each day, something with substance. The more you get active, the better you will feel about yourself and life in general. Sin has a way of clouding our perspective, but virtue frees our eyes to see again. Further reading. James 4:14, Proverbs 13:4, Colossians 3:17, and Proverbs 21:25.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.